really random question. Okay. J.J. O'Brien, this is the fourth time you guys matched up. You had a great game. They beat you in double overtime against San Diego State. You guys matched up as freshmen. Do you have any memories of those games, and how was it playing him out here as a professional?
I mean, it's fun just to see his journey going from, you know, Utah to San Diego State, and then to see him now, you know.
Still a youth, though.
But, you know, our games are kind of similar. You know, we're bigger guards and get in the middle and make plays. So it's just been fun to see him develop and me develop, and now we're playing professionally. So it's cool to see.
What can you learn from his game and his, you know, chance to go to the Jazz last year and incorporate that into your play?
Just, you know, stay ready, stay focused. Stay in the moment, shoot, you know. There's so many games. I mean, we were in Reno last night, flew here this morning, played. It's just like bam, bam, there's so many games. So biggest thing is stay in the moment. Don't get too high, don't get too low, and just keep learning.
It's been a little bit of a whirlwind the past couple of months for you with training camp in Dallas and then here with the Legends and everything and just playing like crazy. How was it to come home a little bit? And you got a nice little ovation before the game there, playing in front of some family and friends.
Yeah, it was nice. It's going to be nice to be home for Thanksgiving and to see people. I haven't been home a lot. My wife's down here still. She's finishing her last year of school, so it's nice to see her. So it's always good to be back home. I've been with draft stuff. I've been everywhere. Everywhere but home, so it's nice to stay put for a day or two.
What is it about the Legends where you're having a really nice start to the season? I mean, you go off for 11 assists the other night, and you led the team in rebounding another night, I think, or second.
Yeah.
Something like that. What is it about this system?
Just playing to my strengths, doing what I do. I rebound, pass well, and then slowly start, you know, get more comfortable and expanding my game. And that's the reason why I came to the D-League, is to work on those things. But it's a process. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I always have to tell myself that just to stay patient and keep working hard, and that's what I'll do. So I'm excited. It's, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and I'm embracing it each day. I'm excited for it.
Is there anything in particular you're trying to work on right now this year, or just a little bit of everything?
Just a little bit of everything. You know, outside shooting is probably the big emphasis. You know, just shot first, think shot first, changing, you know, my mindset a little bit. But just working on everything and becoming a better pro. That's the beauty of it. You know, get better every day.
What's been the biggest adjustment coming out of college to the D-League and then obviously training camp?
I think just, you know, coming from high school to college, it was speed and strength, and going from college, it's the same thing, you know. As you advance to each level, their athletes are better, they're faster, they're stronger. So it takes a while for the game to slow down, but you just got to stay patient, keep working, and, you know, things will go your way.
Give out a lot of tickets tonight?
Yeah.
People handing off your phone, lots of texts?
Yeah, I was charging them too. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I guess that's college, you get charged for that stuff. Kidding. I was not charging anybody.
For sure. You're going to be watching tonight, though. BYU, right?
Yeah, when does that tip off?
10 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, I'll follow a little bit. But I'm home. You know, I'm going to be home, so we'll see.
You're going to stay here for Thanksgiving, then?
Yeah. I'll fly back Friday, so, you know, coach is all about family first. He's a great guy, so I'm lucky enough to be able to stay home for Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.